This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, Thursday night. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thawed out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Any delays if it's on the website, except for the knock. The knock is not there yet, but it's coming. Now, let's take a look. Right now you have three presumptive fighters in the nomination for the Republican nomination for president. There are a lot of things to judge these guys on. However, let's look at their impact on the Second Amendment. None of these would have been my first choice. Cruz and Rubio, they're just too new. They're just too new to me. They have the same qualifications. Although Cruz has a little bit more sophisticated resume. But Cruz and Rubio to me are just too new. Okay? Too new. Of course, Trump. In a lot of ways, Trump is a populist and he is doing the populist thing. But now, Sam Brownback coming out of Kansas that entered. Now we're talking. But that's all beside the point, okay? I don't understand why Rick Perry didn't get any more traction than he got. Yeah, I thought Perry did okay. I mean, Perry was the governor of Texas for a very long time. Governor's like the 13th largest economy in the world. That's not a bad part on your resume. Let's look at some of these guys. Now, let's look at Rubio. Rubio seems like a fine young man, and he seems like a pretty decent person. He is famous in the same vein for me as Kim Kardashian. He hasn't really done anything. He's famous for being famous. He's famous for being young and quote unquote the face that the Democrats are terrified of, which I think means that he's enough of a moderate and sounds enough like him, but has a few ideas different on some other things than they do, and that's what terrifies them. Rubio has been in favor of local ordinances restricting the carry of concealed weapons in public spaces in the past. However, somehow or other, he has an A rating from the NRA as a senator based upon his voting record as a senator, which is nothing to sneeze at. But me being a gun guy, I have to look at the commitment of them to the Second Amendment, try to gauge really how seriously they are vested in the natural human right. The natural human right to bear arms for the defense of the individual, the family, the community, and the republic. Rubio is not a gun guy. Not at all, not even a little bit. He acquired a handgun once he reached the national stage, and it's a prop, folks. It is a prop. And he probably said, listen, he probably told his campaign, he probably straw purchased. Or maybe he went to take that back, I don't know. If you go looking for images of Marco Rubio. None of them have him with a gun. Even with Lindsey Graham, you will find him with a gun from time to time. He does talk about guns. He does say the right things about them when he does, but he doesn't shoot them. There are pictures of him holding firearms in gun shops on the campaign trail. But he is a moderate who does not project a deep and personal commitment to gun rights. And, you know, what might he do if there was a Beslan-type terrorist attack and the fickle nature of public opinion sways in favor of reducing rights or banning certain firearms? Would he stand with the Constitution? That's the thing. Is he going to stand with the Constitution, not with an interpretation? Not with public opinion, but with the Constitution. That's what we need. Or is he going to, you know, is he going to put his finger in the wind? And with all of these guys, you understand this, of course. I found this out really most recently with the governor of South Carolina, with Nikki Haley. Everybody thought she was going to be like, you know, this was going to be a contender here. She was going to be something different. She's as weak as the... she's like... Her version of coffee would be hot water with a brown crayon swirled around in it. Very weak. And, but we didn't know that till we put her in office. And that's what we're doing. We're rolling the dice every time we have an election, aren't we? Yeah. There's no sure things. This guy, I don't even, you know, he's not even making enough of the right noise for me. On the plus side, the polling data averages tracked by Real Clear Politics strongly suggests he would defeat Clinton in a head-to-head contest. And the and to be honest with you, if he were the nominee, I would back him. Okay? I would back him because the one common denominator we have here is that Clinton cannot be the president. Clinton cannot be the president. According to Real Clear Politics polling averages, he actually has the best chance of beating Clinton in the general election as well. No idea how they got to that. Here's the thing. This is the reason I don't trust these polls. If he's going to beat Clinton, how come Trump is beating him? And how come Trump goes down in flames against Clinton when he's beating the one that they say has the best chance to beat Clinton? Do you see my problem? I mean, am I applying too much logic here? That's my view on Rubio. When I'm thinking about him, I'm not sitting around going, "Hey, he's the man," and I'm not going. I think he would be a mistake, but. I do know, categorically, I do know he would be better than Clinton. Okay? So let me simply make this one statement as we go through the other two in the coming segments. I will back the Republican candidate that is the nominee. My principle is this. I'm in it for the long haul, like the liberals, except I'm on the opposite side of the fence. And I will take whatever toe hold and finger hold to yank myself up this mountain that I can possibly pull myself up with. And if it means I vote for Rubio or Cruz or Trump, if he is the nominee, and if that means that I can help defeat Clinton, then that is exactly what I am going to do. This is a fight. This is ideological combat. I'm going to wage ideological combat until I have to wage real combat. And I'm not afraid to make, you know, I don't like any of the three. Let me say that categorically as well. I don't like any of the three I get to choose from. I have cast a vote already. But not, these guys are not the first, second, or third of my choices. So I will back whoever the Republican nominee is. The Democratic nominee is going to be Clinton. Clinton has it in the bag, and my biggest hope is if she does get the nomination, that they then indict her. they just gave that kid, that IT kid, they just gave him amnesty. We'll see where that comes from that. When we get back, we'll be picking on another one of these three guys. Rubio's out of the way. Who's coming up next? We'll find out. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Nothing quite like having your, you know, got a mechanic, got a car needing fixed, right? Wanted to know what was going on with it. Never heard. Calls me 15 seconds before the break. And I needed to find that out. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out. By all means, check them out. All right, we talked about Rubio. Let's talk about Trump. Trump has brought something different to the game. He's brought something other than politics as usual. This difference, this plain speaking populist difference, this bombastic style has gotten him this dedicated fan base. He was the one that started the trend of pushing back against media, which none of these yahoos had ever done. Ever. Now, and people like that. Right now, his current rhetoric on the Second Amendment is second to none. He brags about being a concealed carry permit holder and a life member of the NRA. The part about where he's a concealed carry permit holder, he's in New York City, so that just means he bought it. And he was allowed to buy it. People in New York like him can get one. It's a badge of the worst sort of political cronyism, and it's awarded exclusively to the powerful and to the connected. Nothing in his record shows that he is. And here's the thing about Trump. Trump has always been a capitalist. And if you look at these guys, if you look at these banks, if you look at these big businesses and everything, they give to both sides. They play both sides. They're going to be in business no matter who the president is, no matter who this person is or who that person is. They're going to be in business whether guns are allowed, guns are not. They are going to be in business. It's all about the bottom line for them. And this is the way of the world. We don't have to like it. It doesn't particularly show any sort of conviction. Okay? But they're not in it for the conviction. They couldn't care less what you think. They're in it for the money. That's Trump. He's interested in protecting himself, but not so much for the self-defense rights of his fellow New Yorkers. And he's only mildly less repellent than Michael Bloomberg, who's always got a bunch of baby Hueys walking around him. The NRA life membership, you can buy that for $1,000. That's what he probably tips the valet guy, so that's no big deal to me, his life membership. He does not like hunting. He defends his sons, who are hunters, for being able to hunt. When he has faltered, he has faltered badly. Because he's always got weather vane views. They're always, which way is the wind blowing? On not just the Second Amendment, but on seemingly every issue. And even in his party affiliation, which he's changed 5 times since the mid-1980s. He has adopted the stance of a Second Amendment absolutist since he dedicated himself to running for office. But in the past, he has supported bans on AR-15s and other common firearms in the past with self-professed support of so-called assault weapon bans. He has likewise favored waiting periods. So, his concealed carry permit aside, he is not a gun guy per se. Now, this is what I will say about this. Business people that don't have... He doesn't have a rating from the NRA because he never voted on anything. Yeah, I would agree with you on that one, Jason, and you, Raven. I'm getting some comments now from some latecomers talking about what Romney did, which he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. Donald Trump wants to be president now. So he's going to do and assume the shape of things that needs to be done in order for him to be president. If he becomes president, then he's going to want to be a two-termer. So for his first term, without a doubt, we can probably guarantee, even Obama signed pro-gun legislation in his first term. His second term would be the one I think we might have to worry about. Having said that, once again, I will tell you that whoever the Republican nominee is, I will vote for. Because once again, the common denominator here is not letting Clinton be president. Like Rubio, Trump has been photographed holding guns while campaigning, and that seems about it. He routinely notes that he donates money to both parties in exchange for political favors that benefit him. He is a self-absorbed, narcissistic egomaniac, which all of them are. He's just one that might admit it to you. In the event of a significant challenge to the Second Amendment, there's nothing in his background to suggest he wouldn't immediately compromise the right to bear arms. However, at the same time, being the man in charge, this is the guy who gets out there and he's on TV and with The Apprentice, he fires people. This is the guy in charge. So as the president, we have just as many indications to think that he would be completely constitutional. What it boils down to is, once again, we'll be rolling the dice. We'll be rolling the dice with him. And we'll see. And I still have the question. Somebody needs to answer this for me. How is it that Rubio beats Clinton in a head-to-head matchup? Trump loses to Clinton in a head-to-head matchup. And in these same polls, Trump beats Rubio. That doesn't make any sense to me. You guys showed up after I jumped all over Romney at the opening of this show. Jumped all over him. There's people that are saying that Trump is easily defeated by both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in head-to-head matchups. It's not going to be Bernie Sanders, so it's going to be Hillary Clinton. I don't know that, you know, once again, polls, don't listen to polls. There are those that say that if he is the one this old but ensures that the radically anti-gun Hillary Clinton will win the 2016 presidential election. And Hillary is not going to be any worse than Obama. And that means that we would need to hold the Senate and the House. And this means we might actually have to impeach another Clinton. Because she's going to get indicted. She is going to get indicted. There's Petraeus showed some top secret information to an Air Force major who had a top secret clearance, and he has been barred. He's been shunned. She showed the world. She showed our enemies top secret SAP information. She's not going to get shunned. She's going to get a new wardrobe. She's going to get a new address at the very best. At the very least, she's not going to be president. And it might be Sanders. Who knows? But if you're pushing Trump right now, if he is the nominee, I'll be right there with you. Coming up next, we'll talk about Cruz. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Exactly what I'm laying the ground for here. I'm just trying to do a breakdown, probably for my own edification. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. And let me say this before we go into looking at crews. There are a lot of good guys out there that would have been, I would have liked to see, but see get into this. Sam Brownback of Kansas comes to mind. I don't understand how Rick Perry doesn't connect, but he's uninspiring. Scott Walker, we've got mention of him in the chat room. Scott Walker is a impressive governor. However, Scott Walker failed to inspire. And that's the problem. We live in a world today, for those of us, these hardcore politicos like me and you, it's hard for us to look at this and realize at the end of the day, this is all about the Cardassian look that everybody, who's popular? Who's getting it done? Who's got this or who's got that? One thing, though, I'm very pleased to have noticed, and if, for all of you who did not notice this, Jeb Bush had a lot of money. And he spent a lot of money, and he is out of the race. So, for the first time, here is a clear cut, not the first time, but this is the latest example of money not really being the determining factor. And that part is nice. That part is nice. Now, Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz. Earlier in the primary season, there was quite a few very strong people, strong on the Second Amendment. One by one, they dropped out, but of the three remaining, only Cruz seems close to having the Second Amendment credentials of a true gun nut, like a Rick Perry or a Rand Paul. And it's sort of odd to see how many people rally around a big government supporting crony capitalists, as some people would put him, like Donald Trump, in the mistaken belief that he is the anti-establishment candidate. Now, I think that he is something altogether different. I don't think he's anti-establishment. I don't think he is putting on an act. I think he has developed a whole new approach that neither one of these guys know how to handle when it comes to Republicans or Democrats, and that is that he is going to take whatever shape or form he has to take to win. He's adaptive. He does not have the resume of a Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has got a lot of big gun backing people that have backed him from day one. When he was running for the Senate, when I was working for Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt came out hard for him. He was there at his events. He backed him all the way. He has a couple of things. And that's the thing about these guys. There are no perfect individuals anymore. We're not going to find one. Let's stop looking for one. He does have his share of baggage as well. But there's a couple of things I like about him, and there's a couple of things I don't like about him. There are times to fight, okay? Anybody that's been involved in training for any sort of combat knows there's a time to fight and there's a time to hold, to save your resources and make sure you have them for a day when it really is going to matter. Some of the fights he's picked, like he has picked plenty of fights on the Second Amendment. He's picked him with Dianne Feinstein on the Senate floor. He's picked him with the Republicans on the Senate floor. That's great. He's so disliked by both sides that Lindsey Graham recently joked about killing him on the Senate floor, saying that nobody would stop him if he tried to kill him. Now Graham is out there saying that backing Cruz is the best way to defeat an untrustworthy Republican candidate, being Trump, and keep from losing the general election to Hillary Clinton. So, here's the thing. If you want, and there's quite a few things, I mean, each one of the three that we've got right now have their own strong points, they have their own baggage. Rubio is thought to be the prototypical face of the new conservative, which scares the living hell out of me. If he's the face of the new conservatives, God help us, because he is not conservative at all. Having said that, he is still someone that is formidable. He needs a little more seasoning when it comes to running a campaign. This is may not be his time. For all I know, he ends up with the nomination. I don't know. He is, but he's got some things, and he is not a pro-Second Amendment guy today. Okay? If he's for amnesty, he is not pro-Second Amendment. So in the Second Amendment score, he comes out not being desired. Trump is hard to categorize. He is what he wants to be. Today he's pro-Second Amendment because that behooves him, because he wants the Republican nomination. He may remain pro-Second Amendment if he wins the presidency. We just don't know, because he is adaptive. So for him, we have to say, question mark. And then Cruz is all the way pro-Second Amendment. They have their, Cruz has this thing about his wife working at Goldman Sachs. Here's what we have to consider, though. This is a big thing, and this is a big thing. The next president has an open Supreme Court justice seat already. Then Stephen Breyer, 77, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 82, and Anthony Kennedy, 79, are all quite elderly and maybe getting close to retiring, if not passing away, like Scalia did. So we're looking for two things here as Second Amendment people, you and me. We're looking for someone that can win, and we're looking for someone that is pro-Second Amendment. But we have to look at the other side as well. We have to look at what we do know about the other side, and we have to decide which is going to be the least amount of damage we can live with if it comes down to that. If we have to salvage something, let's prepare, shall we, for our best hope plans, and at the same time, let's also have a plan B to where we fall back and say we're going to mitigate what happens here. So, hands down, the most qualified person to pick a Supreme Court Justice, Ted Cruz, no doubt about it. No matter how much money his wife got paid when she worked for Goldman Sachs, I mean, she didn't run it. I don't even know what she did for him. It's not like he was part of the cabal. He's authored 73 briefs and argued 9 cases before the Supreme Court. And he was a clerk for Rehnquist, so and he was involved in the Heller case. So if that's what we're looking at, there you go. There's your guy. At the end, I have already cast a vote. South Carolina primary is come and gone. I have already cast a vote. And now we have to pick the nominee, and then we have to get behind him. I'm telling you, the Democrats have a problem with enthusiasm. We can beat them if we can unite. My principle is win. Win at all costs. I will back whoever gets the nomination. I have my druthers, and that's based off of making do with what I've got, and then there's a lot of people that aren't even in it that I wish were in it. But I go back who stands on top when it comes down to the final moment. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right. I have a problem. And I want your help. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. Shop. This is an online shop unlike any you've ever seen. Okay. I have a hankering for a different pistol platform. I go through this regularly. In some cases, I sort of think of myself as a squish because one of them I'm considering is another 1911. However, here's the guns that I'm considering right now today as a other platform to buy. First up is the CZ-P07. This is a Glock 19 size pistol. It's a CZ, which even in the 80s, we thought the CZ was the best pistol in the world. A lot of people thought the same thing. It was much better than the Beretta that was getting fielded in the military, and there were those that said it was better than the 1911. And the CZ-P07 is inexpensive, and I see lots and lots of people shooting them. So that's first on the list. Second on the list, H&K VP9. And for most of these guns I'm going to tell you about, I've never shot them. Okay, so, I mean, this is me thinking out loud. H&K VP9. A lot of people like them. A lot of people like them. Larry Vickers thinks it's the best shooting gun he's ever had his hands on. The problem with H&K is they're sort of hard to deal with, but I would not be dealing with them on a regular basis. I'd just be looking for the gun and some spare magazines, and I'd be happy. Leave me alone. So that I'd have to learn that magazine release, which is seems sort of interesting. But either that, or, and I'm looking at it as an interchangeable possibility, the P30 as well. HK P-30, which is more money, but, you know, I've got that in the same spot. And I'm only thinking about the P-30, Will, because I like the movie John Wick. At Upstate Armory Group, they've had for the longest time this Ruger SR-1911 commander-sized pistol, and I have, every time I go in there, I look at that, and I haven't bought it, and I'm thinking about it. I am thinking about it. Don't know what quite to do about it, but I'm thinking about it. And then, last but not least, since I bought the M&P Shield, I've always been a little, you know, why, if you're going to buy a polymer gun, why would you buy a single stack, right? And since I bought the M&P Shield, I see the application to it. However, the other day I saw a very nice custom Glock 36. And, hey, there's nothing wrong with that thing either. I could get that, and I bet you I could get the guys at agency to do something to that. So, what do you think? What do you think? I mean, the CZ has a pedigree unlike any out there. There's a lot of people that compete with these things. I'm actually sort of thinking along the lines of maybe getting off of the P07 and looking for a steel gun of theirs, or of a clone of theirs or something to just go all the way and have that fully enhanced CZ experience. Because let's face a couple of things about polymer guns. Polymer guns would not be a thing without Glock. Glock made it a thing, and everybody has just come to polymer. Polymer is cheaper. You can get into a gun. I mean, the SIG 2022. Fine pistol. Cheaper than the 226. Brand 10, yeah. I would take a Brand 10, yeah. If it had magazines, I'd take a Brand 10. But what do you think? I mean, and here's the other thing. Here's the problem I have. While I'm doing all of this, I have this crazy notion to just sweep all of that aside, get a Glock 20, beg Mike Parks to cut it up for me, and then just have another highly modified Glock in 10 millimeter. I was talking with Hickok 35 the other day. And, you know, we were talking about, I'm not a hunter. He's not a hunter. And we were talking about what we would carry in the woods. And, I mean, I think 10 millimeter is the most versatile round known to man. And what better to do that in than a Glock 20, which is the easiest. Well, it's not the easiest. The EAA Witness 10 millimeter was the easiest gun I've ever shot in 10 millimeter, but agency would build one that would be extremely easy to shoot. You'd have multiple pieces of brass up in the air at the same time. I've run one of theirs before. I know what I'm saying. So, so I don't know. I don't know what to do here. I'm not someone to have a bunch of guns. I don't like having a bunch of guns. I don't like having a bunch of guns I'm not shooting. I've got some ammo coming from Ammunition Depot, and when that gets here, I'm going to be doing two things. I'm going to be both testing the Rattler round. Now, the Rattler is a name brand. Scott Blick and I talked about that the other day. And it's cheap. It's a cheap load that you can go and practice with, but it gives you the same sort of recoil impulse as one of the higher dollar self-defense rounds. So it's good training, a good training round. It's the right price, and it feels the right way. It's not as nearly as soft as some of this other 9mm stuff. I'm getting that in 45, and I'm going to take the Agency Arms G21 that you can find right now at Reactive Gunworks. I'm going to take that out and shoot it and film it and put it up for you and test the ammo all at the same time. And then I'm also going to take out, Scott Blick has been kind enough to send me some 308, and we're going to take out the Springfield Armory SOCOM CQB and shoot it as well. So, that's coming up. But what do you guys think? Out of the guns, and let me mention them one more time before we run out of time. CZ, PO7, Agent K, VP9, or P30, the Ruger SR-1911, or the Glock 36 that I would have cut up? Or should I just take them all and sweep them aside and get ready to, pucker up and call Mike Parks and get a Glock 20 rebuilt again? What would you do? Bill at lockandloadradio.com. I would love to hear your thoughts on that. Me personally, I don't know. I'll end up probably buying them all. Just not all at the same time, that's all. No, I don't know. He's sending me a type of ammo that I've never heard of, but it's going to feel, in the chat room, they're saying to try this in the Springfield. I don't know what he's sending me, but it's going to be some good ammo. And I appreciate Ammunition Depot taking care of me on that. Ammunition Depot. Right now, especially if you're looking around and keeping score, if you just want to look at this, look at the Republicans, the way the Republicans are coming at each other, pulling themselves apart at the seams, pull your slide back, chamber your round, and say to yourself, well, plan A is to try to snatch the nation back from the abyss and try to bring us back to constitutionality, conservatism, the American way. Plan B, well, we'll just have to take that sucker, won't we? And just chamber around and adjust your vest and get ready to go. You'll be with friends. I'll be there with you. I don't know how long I'll be there with you. I've developed this strain of honesty. I think my life expectancy, if the stuff hits the fan, is probably, 8 seconds. Especially if I have to run. That's why I got a Springfield. So I can see you from far off, I can take care of you before you get too close to me, and then I can just sort of pink one waddle away. You got to have a plan for these things. Tomorrow night on the show, Such 00 is going to join me from YouTube. We're going to talk prepping. Prepping is coming tomorrow night on the show. Coming up next, Mike Getty. He is the author of Guns Across the Border. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.